We happen to live in a great area for healthcare, and trust me, that matters. What with Henry Ford Health System or Michigan Medicine or Beaumont Health, you get the idea. But there are some places around the country, around the world, that stand out. And the Mayo Clinic is ranked number one in the nation by U.S. News and World Report for any kind of very special need. And we're so happy to have the president and CEO of Mayo Clinic, one of the largest not-for-profit academic health systems in all of the United States, with a 70,000-person workforce and $14 billion in annual revenue, the Mayo Clinic president and CEO, Dr. Gianrico Ferrugia. Doctor, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.
Paul, thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure and our privilege to know that a guy who's been associated with the Mayo Clinic for over 32 years and now the CEO for 2 years is on the line with us. And I know you're coming to town for the Detroit Economic Club on June 15th at 1 p.m. The topic is Reengineering Healthcare for a New Age. And people should go to econclub.org, econclub.org, for more information. But by the very nature of you coming to Detroit, and having Detroit in your focus indicates that Detroit is a good and important market for you.
Well, of course, we see patients from all over the world, but we see a lot of patients from the Midwest. And without a doubt, being able to serve patients from the Detroit region is very important to us. We're proud of the fact that people want to come to see us, and we hope we give them the service and the hope and healing they need.
I will tell you, as a patient of the Mayo Clinic, having gone through your much lauded program of executive physicals, where you get all these different things done in a day or two, and it's going from one appointment to the next appointment to the next appointment, and if there's an issue or a problem, you're sent immediately to a specialist, and they see you and take care of you. It is a very convenient way to get things done. And I know a number of executives from around here. I won't say their names because this is a medical situation and they have a right to privacy, but I've run into them or even gone with them to the Mayo Clinic. And it is a tremendous program. And you continue, and especially after a very tough year. In fact, how did the Mayo Clinic weather the pandemic?
Well, as a nation, we certainly lost a lot during the pandemic, human lives being the most precious thing we lost. And at Mayo Clinic, even though we had the lowest mortality for COVID-19 in the world, we still lost patients. And we had staff members who lost family members, colleagues, and friends. So losses come first to mind. But without a doubt, the crisis turned out to be a catalyst for healthcare and for Mayo Clinic. We've seen creative solutions, adoption of new technology, at such a rapid pace that otherwise would have taken much longer. So paradoxically, we're emerging stronger. We've invested for the crisis together. We worked together. We seized opportunities. And now we've developed solutions both nationally and globally. So while the healthcare industry has been behind digitally compared to pretty much every other industry for a variety of reasons, complexity, private concerns, regulations, the pandemic now has pushed us to fully embrace digital technology at Mayo Clinic, and now we have an obligation to build on these wins to transform healthcare into a digital age.
Well, your, as I mentioned, topic, June 15th at the Detroit Economic Club, is Reengineering Healthcare for a New Age. You've also been a co-author of the book, Think Big, Start Small, Move Fast, a blueprint for transformation from the Mayo Clinic Center for Innovation. With all of that in mind, do you think transformational change is possible throughout the industry in an industry that has been traditionally resistant to change?
So, Paul, a really fair question, but I'd say absolutely yes. I firmly believe it's the responsibility of healthcare to transform itself. And that's not hubris. What I'm saying is actually the opposite. We have to accept that we at Mayo Clinic, other healthcare organizations, have the responsibility to transform from within, which means we have to be more open to change. We have to lead change rather than being passive participants. And it's why 2.5 years ago, we started on a new strategy to cure more patients, including those with chronic diseases, connect people with data to create new knowledge, and to transform healthcare from within by creating the first true healthcare platform that's truly open to anybody who wants to be part of. And so we've learned through the pandemic that not only we're on the right track, but importantly, the pace of transformation can be safely accelerated. And of course, it doesn't mean doing it in isolation. We need partners. We have to join with the right partners to drive the right kind of innovation. Together, I am absolutely certain we can truly change healthcare for the better.
Would you say, when you talk about partners, I know that unfortunately or fortunately, however you look at it, money is a big part of healthcare, and you need to raise money, and you have a lot of people who donate money, benefactors, people who support the Mayo Clinic. But when you say you're looking for partners, does that mean you would be open to partnerships with other healthcare systems?
Absolutely. And one thing that has happened is throughout the pandemic is I've become so much closer to other CEOs. So I've published with Tom Mihaljevic from the Cleveland Clinic. I'm working with Mark Harrison from Intermountain Health. I've been working with the CEO of Kaiser Permanente, and we've been putting together coalitions and different ways of transforming healthcare together. So without a doubt, we need partners from outside of healthcare, but we're also working together to transform healthcare as academic health centers coming together.
Well, I'll tell you, there's no argument that we do have the best healthcare in the world. It's why people come from around the world to be treated in America. We have had some issues in the delivery of healthcare. So as we thank Dr. Gianrico Farigia, the president and CEO of the Mayo Clinic, and are looking forward to him coming to the Detroit Economic Club June 15th, 1 p.m., go to econclub.org, econclub.org for information. I'd love to ask, finally, what big changes you see on the horizon in healthcare.
I mentioned the fact that we are in a place where we're transforming healthcare. We're moving away from a hospital-centric based approach to healthcare. So unfortunately, it does mean there will continue to be some unevenness into the system, and we have to work hard to minimize that unevenness because we have to deal with healthcare inequities. For me, the way forward is through a platform-based approach to healthcare, because a platform-based approach to healthcare is a way of providing new knowledge and expertise to providers and patients. It's highly scalable, and we've been able to not only use it for our own patients, apply AI algorithms to our data, but importantly, give that data back to providers around the country, around the globe, and also to patients. And of course, you know very well, virtual care is another major change, because that way we will not need patients to come to us, but we can go to them. However, I will say that we will continue to need hospitals, and therefore another big change in the future is to move from a relatively dumb hospital to a smart hospital of the future that will allow seamless transition of care between inpatient and virtual care. And what I mean by dumb, of course, is not the people, but it doesn't allow you to do digital care the way that we'll be able to do so in the future.
Excellent. I know people will look forward to hearing what you have to say at the Detroit Economic Club June 15th at 1 p.m., Reengineering Healthcare for a New Age. And for more information, go to econclub.org, econclub.org. What a pleasure and a privilege meeting you, Mr. President, President and CEO of the Mayo Clinic of Mayo Clinic, Dr. Gianrico Farigia. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.